Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, thank you, and we're going to talk with Henry Hartevelt later on, travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group, about that plane crash yesterday that they had, the explosion, and also about the problems with the federal government and the shutdown. But first, we're joined by Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for inviting me, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time with us. We love talking to you, as always. We wanted to talk to you about this piece we saw in the Illuminator about the talent pipeline that built American innovation is drying up, especially in the South. Get us started, please, if you would, Professor.
Well, this story is a little bit more personal than some of my other work, because I'm the daughter of a professor who was in Mississippi, and also immigrants. Mm-hmm. And this was, at a time in Mississippi where they were building up higher education in the 60s. There was a lot of influx of funding from the government to try to build up higher education and opportunity for higher education, particularly with the historically black colleges and universities. And there just simply weren't enough people that had the necessary qualifications to be professors there. So they recruited people from around the world. And my father was a postdoc in South Carolina, and he got his first faculty position there. And it's had an enormous influence on me choosing to work in higher education and become a professor, and got to live in Boston, got to live in California, and ultimately came back to be a professor here at Tulane in Louisiana. And if we don't make those opportunities available, I'm really worried about the quality of faculty that we're going to be able to have and the scientists we're going to be able to produce.
When you say opportunities, you mean by from people, recruiting people from other countries, from other states? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so if, what we say is we want a world-class university. I mean, I certainly pride myself. I was at Boston University, I was at the University of California, and now I'm at Tulane. I believe I'm at world-class universities. And to have world-class universities, you need world-class scholars. And so you want to recruit from around the world. And we've had a dramatic decline in the number of foreign scholars we've been able to recruit into the U.S., and that is in particular into our graduate programs. A lot of people think that this decline in our international student population is affecting availability of slots for undergraduates, but it's actually, what it's doing is it's affecting how many people we're getting into our engineering graduate programs, into our medical graduate programs, into health industry. And those are some of the driving industries of our state. And so we in the South are particularly vulnerable to this loss.
So if you want children to educate themselves with STEM courses and become involved in that, and then go on to be American-born and made and all that stuff, however you want to say it, Professor, there's mm-hmm. going to be a lot of lead time between now and when these graduate positions are available. So there's going to be a hole for talent is what we're saying, right?
Absolutely. And then, you know, that hole is going to affect our economy pretty quickly. You know, we're actively trying to build our economy, and our strongest economy elements are the energy industry and healthcare. And so those are industries where we really need to have a workforce. And if we don't give ourselves some space to be training talent here that stays here, by allowing students from anywhere in the world to come, we're not going to have the population we need, because a lot of people who might come here, they leave, you know? So this is a great opportunity for us to be able to build our educated population. Only about 1% of our state has a PhD, so we can't recruit from within the state. We have to go outside the state.
Tell me about the 1965 Immigration and Nationality Act and why it came into existence.
Yeah, so this was under Kennedy and then Johnson, and it basically was the idea that we wanted to build as a nation in science and technology and math. Science and math, actually, was really how they spoke of it at that time. And we didn't have the scientists and mathematics scholars to be able to have those jobs filled. And so my father was actually somebody who was a professor at a very illustrious university in India called Delhi University. And he opted to come to the U.S. because the laboratories were so rich with some of the greatest technologies of the time in South Carolina. And, you know, interestingly, that's actually the same college that Nikki Haley's father also immigrated to do, again, botany, as my father did, as postdocs. And so you can see the ripple effects of who, you know, what can be produced out of those individuals that come. They do produce people who want to stay and commit to local states, our states here in the Gulf South.
Immigration has kind of become a flashpoint, if you will, but the United States, I don't think, would have been able to compete with the Soviet Union or would have been able to get to the moon were it not for a lot of German scientists, right?
That's absolutely right. And that was because people left Germany, right? Mm-hmm. And so now the worry is we're having scientists leave the U.S. because there's things like Choose France for Science programs and opportunities like that to really build research. And so this is all happening at the time of federal budget cuts for grant opportunities as well. So it's a worrisome time, honestly, to hold our place as the greatest nation in the world for science, technological growth. And now we're talking about AI. And, you know, we cannot be an economic force as a nation, and we certainly can't as a region, without having the best scholars come. They often stay, and they often continue to build the economies.
Are international students a drain on the economy?
Oh, well, in fact, in Louisiana alone, our approximately less than 7,000 international students ended up accounting for over 2,000 jobs and about $265 million in economic impact in just 2021 alone.
You are an American citizen, right?
I am. I was born in the U.S.
That's the point I'm making. And I think what people don't realize is when students do emigrate to the country and they come in for STEM courses, et cetera, as you're saying, they stay and then they contribute people that raise the I hate to say intelligence level of the country. Help me out here, Professor, because I'm fumbling over my words, but you know what I'm getting to, right?
I would say raise the opportunities for education raise the capacities of the state to contribute to a stronger economy.
That's what I was trying to say in my own clumsy way. Tell me what it was like for you growing up.
That's a complicated question. You know, I grew up in...
That's why I asked it, Professor.
Okay, I have a great answer, though. I grew up in 1970s Mississippi, and Mississippi had to rely on immigrant scholars a little bit more than Louisiana did, and that has a lot to do with the fact that Louisiana was producing PhDs here at a higher rate through schools like Tulane, Xavier. And so there was a bit more reliance. I grew up in the time of the civil rights tensions. Mm-hmm. And it was quite complicated. I grew up at a time where, you know, there were segregationist academies that were forming. And I have to say that the reason I ended up going to Tulane University as a student when, you know, in the 1980s was because New Orleans always was a place that welcomed diverse populations and where I felt comfortable and safe. And, you know, it really brought me back to Tulane today. And I still feel like that about New Orleans. I know a lot of people like, oh, the crime, but I love this city. And I feel safe and I feel valued and I feel that in Louisiana. And I just really want the opportunity for many others to experience that.
The reason I asked is that Mississippi in the 70s could be a very racist place, right? I mean, I don't think that's going out on a limb to say that. And I was just wondering where you and your family fit into that, because, you know, you pick who you hate, right? And I always thought it's silly because it's like going to a paint store or something. You hold up a slab of colors, like, well, you, I like you, I don't like you, I might like maybe if you'd be a shade light. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is in a way, is it not?
I think it's ridiculous, and I think the sad reality is that I feel that there were elements where I grew up with racist, you know, with slurs, with mistreatment, and it wasn't from the people who I knew, right? So my experience, I always had friends. My parents, they moved to the country, so I didn't have grandparents. And there was this couple that lived on the street, grandmama and granddaddy Gordy, whose kids had moved away, and they were my grandparents. And that's in 1970. These white people, like, they loved me as their own grandchild. Mm-hmm. And so the people who knew us, if they had those feelings, they seem to get over it pretty fast after spending time with us. And I think that's just really the reality of racism. It's often these notions that people hold without the knowledge. And that's true with the anti-immigrant perspective too. It's often people who don't necessarily know the people, and people are people. And it was a beautiful and positive experience, as well as, yes, I experienced racism. A lot of my extended family still live there.
I'm no Anita Raj, but I'll tell you this. I take what you just said and I make it into this example, and that is, if you don't know your neighbors and they have a dog that's barking, you're thinking, what in the world is going on with that dog? Why can't they shut that dog up? But once you know your neighbors and you know the dog's name is Fluffy, then when you hear the same exact thing going on, you're wondering, I hope everything's all right. I wonder what Fluffy's barking about. Maybe Fluffy needs this, maybe Fluffy needs that. It's all about, once you know somebody, it's kind of hard to hate them, isn't it? Well, I mean, let's face it, some people are not likable, but you understand what I'm saying, generally speaking.
I think so. I think most people have goodness in their heart, and maybe that's a nice thing to say, and most people want to connect with other people. And if we can find ways to make those connections, allow the people that we need to come into this country to make our schools stronger and our economy stronger, with thought. I this is something that, like, we have to consider what we want, what we need, how we benefit, certainly as a nation. But closing blindly is going to hurt us, and I really hope we don't do that.
So let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about how we can juice up that pipeline that's drying up, especially here in the South, and decrease the brain drain and open up the valve and get some brains flowing in. We're talking to Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute. She's got more degrees than a thermometer. I know you've heard that one before, Professor, but I had to use it. We'll take a break. Come back. WWL. 9:27, talking to Dr. Anita Raj, Executive Director of Tulane University's Newcomb Institute, about the talent pipeline that built American innovation drying up, especially in the South. How would you reverse that flow, Doc?
Well, one thing I think is going to be really important is to ensure that we are making policies and engaging in actions that welcome.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Scholars facilitate scholars that are our best and brightest from the world to be able to come into the country. I think right now there's a lot of concern from people outside the country that they could be picked up for a social media post or an article that they write in the student newspaper. And so really shifting the norms to be able to allow for respectful discourse or discussion on an issue that they understand, and really facilitating that to be discourse oriented. Any threat, obviously, is not acceptable. But right now we have students whose speech is being crushed because the idea is that there's not freedom of speech. But the idea that you would be able to come and not speak at a university and participate in discourse is really problematic. So that's one thing. Another thing is just making opportunities available for it not to take so long to be able to get your visa processed. So because we've had people who just didn't get the visas in time, and that's very new. So I know India alone, and we do have a lot of students from India who come to the U.S., we had a 44% decline, between 40 and 44% decline in the number of international students we brought in. And that's really compromising our graduate programs because most of those students go to graduate school. And so if we don't have the numbers to support our graduate programs, they don't take in, they just won't be able to have a good class. For any student who participates in that graduate program. Another thing that I think is really important is, of course, that we'd like to see the restoration, or I certainly would, and I think I speak for a lot of scholars, restoration of federal funding to National Institutes of Health, National Science Foundation, to help ensure that there is opportunity for research and development. That alone, that's not just for immigrant scholars, that just sustains us to be able to produce world-class scholarship, and that will, you know, people will come when you want to be part of world-class teams. People will come from around the world to be part of those world-class teams. So I think those are some of the key areas.
I think somehow, and I was having this conversation earlier today with somebody, I think that somehow university research has become demonized when in fact, but for research at universities, a lot of things that we have that make our life better would not exist. Accurate?
That is accurate, and I want to highlight that in one very specific way that I got to hear about recently at a meeting at Tulane, which is that there's a lot of enthusiasm and investment in rebuilding the downtown and making it more of a not just a strong and thriving medical area, but also a biomedical research area. And those funds are going to be really important. Federal funds are going to be really important to help make that happen. In addition to philanthropy and foundation funds, and that will absolutely change who we can have here, what we can offer here. We need the people to be able to come. We need to recruit from around the world because that research is life-saving, and those clinical trials can be life-saving for the people in Louisiana who struggle to get health care.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. Any other thoughts you want to share with us before we let you go?
Now, I just really appreciate, as always, Tommy, you helping us get these messages out to everybody and giving a forum where we can have really great conversations. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for all you do. And I know your work involves domestic violence, and a lot of that can be traced back to poverty, and a lot of that can be traced back to lack of education. So one leads to the other, leads to the other, right?
Absolutely. And economic distress, economic, the economics of our state have huge impact on the levels of violence we see in our state. This is a solution, and it's a really easy solution to tap into, is to help ensure that we have a strong workforce and can build our economy.
And I talked to you today, and then yesterday we were talking about pre-K, so I'm all over the education spectrum. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Great day, Tommy.
You too. Thank you. 9:32, we'll take a break, talk about what's going on with the federal government and transportation and airlines and so forth. Right now we take a break for new traffic on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.